It is 11:35 here where I'm at, and this is Thoughts If It Were You, Food for Thought by Neo Gentrix. Now, the last couple of days we've been talking about different health things, health products and such, and even food-related allergies. Now, I've gotten a request to cover other kinds of allergies, but I will get to that as soon as I can. But right now, we're going to finish on the health track that we started on. The next question I have for you guys, and this is one of those things I want you to think about before I go into the discussion about it, okay? What is protein? What is protein? We all know we need it. We all know it's necessary for life. We all know we need it for our muscles and such. But the question is, what is protein? Think about that for a minute. The word protein itself, and I'm going to go ahead and continue on here with that. While you're trying to figure out what it is, I'm going to explain what it is. The word protein refers to the type of molecule in food that can be broken down into amino acids, which our body does need, okay? Our body needs at least 20. You know, as a biological machine, we can create or synthesize 11 of them, however, but the rest of them, like the remaining 9, okay, they're called essential amino acids. The body can't create these, and we have to gain them through consumption of select foods, okay? These essential amino acids are tryptophan, tyrosin, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, methionine, phenylalanine, valine, and histidine. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing these names, okay? Like, I learned them a long time ago, but I still never actually learned how they're pronounced. But then again, scientific people are known for creating words that most people can't even say, okay? Anyway, when we eat, the body breaks down the protein in foods in order to create the amino acids that we need, okay? Although most foods contain protein, some foods are richer in some of the other amino acids than others. Usually, therefore, foods need to be combined so that the body receives all the amino acids it needs on a daily basis. That's part of the reason that a very balanced diet is essential to us, okay? Like, for example, if you only eat blueberries, you may start to lack in tryptophan, lysine, histidine, you know, your body needs these, you know, and that's why you have to introduce eating meats, cheeses into your diet that would otherwise address the missing deficiencies in these amino acids. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people out there that prefer to eat just vegetables and some who just prefer to eat meat. Regardless of your reasoning, you can't get all the essential ingredients and nutrients your body needs from just one or the other. You have to have both. Okay? So, the next question I want you to think about is what protein does for us. We're going to take a short break, and then I'm going to tell you what that is. So next, I'm going to talk about what protein does for us. Protein is the bodybuilding block of all organs, including the skin, and it's, you know, it's basically, they're built from proteins. All your organs in your skin are built from proteins. You know, as for the muscles, hair, and nails as well. You know, many hormones are proteins. Okay, your immune system, your digestive system, and blood—they all rely on proteins to work properly. Okay, so if you're not getting the right amount, or even any at all, well, you're just starving your body, and it will turn against you. It does happen. Okay, it's an essential part of your diet, vital to development, correct functioning of your body. You know, proper bowel movements and such. Protein is particularly important for children and adolescents as well as they grow and develop into adults. Proteins are used to produce tissues. Okay. If you want to know one of the reasons why you're probably not growing very tall, it's probably because your body's not getting enough proteins. You got to consider that, okay? It's also partially important for pregnant women as well, okay? One of the things I will cover I don't know if I'm gonna do it today or tomorrow, is pregnancy and wellness, okay? And how that's also related to this as well, okay? Continuing on, you know, if our diets contain no protein, then our bodies would start to break down muscle in order to produce the protein it needs. And you know your body needs the muscles that it has to function. So our bodies are good at storing fats and some sugars, but they're not good at storing proteins. It is therefore necessary to continually replace those proteins in our bodies daily. We have to eat, okay? It's one thing if you're fasting, but to go days without eating, yeah, you're going to look like a shrimp or a freaking raisin after a while, okay? Proteins need fuel in order to work, though, like a car needs fuel. Fuel is provided by the carbohydrates and fats in our diet, okay? So you can't completely avoid those. There are good and bad carbohydrates, but we'll go into that later. The production of amino acids in our body is also reliant on other nutrients, especially vitamin D and zinc, okay? So that brings up this question. How much protein do we need? The amount of protein that we need is dependent on our age, weight, levels of activity as well, okay? You know, children and adolescents who are still growing and developing need proportionately more protein in their diets than adults. People with higher levels of activity may also need slightly more protein than those who lead a more sedentary lives. You know, protein is essential for building and repairing muscles and other tissue. Slightly more is needed for those who actively are trying and developing their muscles, like constantly ripping and repairing them, okay? To calculate roughly how much protein you need to consume daily, multiply your weight in grams times in kilograms by 0.8. The answer is the number of grams of protein you should consume daily. Okay, therefore, if you weigh 100 kilograms, you should consume around 80 grams per day. All right. Many people on diets consume more proteins than necessary. You know, a simple way to think about protein intake is to think about protein-rich foods making up a quarter of your diet, with a further quarter being carbohydrates and the other half being fresh fruits and vegetables, okay? If we exercise more, our appetites generally do increase, so we eat more. Above 1-4 protein rule still works as a general guideline. Our protein intake would increase proportionately accordingly as well. So, foods that are rich in protein. Let's go ahead and talk about that for a second. You know, although most foods and drinks do contain some protein, certain types of foods are richer in protein than others. You know, and I got a couple of foods here I'm going to go ahead and list. And first of all, whether people want to admit it or not, meats are high in protein. Most meats and poultry are a good source of protein, as meats can also have high in saturated fats. Lean cuts of meat are better as they contain less saturated fats. So turkey and meats like that. Meat preparation is also an important factor in balancing protein intakes and fats. For example, fried meat products contain protein but high levels of saturated fats. So that doesn't actually help you at all, okay? And while I will be talking about fats next time, don't worry about that. Like I said, a piece of lean meat would be considered some pieces of pork, beef, lamb, and definitely chicken, about the size of a pack of playing cards, would contain approximately 20 grams of protein, okay? As well as that, there is also fish. Fish is a good source of protein, such as salmon, trout, mackerel, sardines, pickards, herring, kipper. Eel and whitebait are termed as oily fish. Approximately 140 grams of oily fish contain 20 grams of protein, okay? Other fish are cod, plaice, tuna, and seafood such as lobster and crab are high in protein, but usually is slightly lower quantities. About 150 grams of these fish types contain 20 grams of protein. Fish eggs, namely roe and caviar, are a good source of protein for those who actually eat it. Okay, next are eggs. Our large eggs will contain about 6 grams of protein. Eggs are an important source of protein to vegetarians as well. Okay, boiled, poached, however you like it, are better than fried, as they will contain less fat, okay? Like I said, I will cover fats at a later date. Dairy products are also important sources of protein. For example, 200 milliliters or 1 cup of semi-skimmed 2% milk contains about 8 grams of protein. Protein comes from the milk, not fat in milk. So skimmed and semi-skimmed milks have had much of their fat removed and therefore contain more protein per milliliter than whole milk and more calcium too, okay? Other dairy products are good sources of protein, including cheeses, yogurt, fromage frais, and sour cream. These products can also, however, be high in fat. So low-fat alternatives usually have the same, if not slightly more, proteins per gram than the full-fat versions, okay? Now let's take a short break, and I'm going to cover a couple more, and then we'll move on. We're back. Okay, we're going to go ahead and finish up with the last couple good sources of protein. Next would be beans. They are a good source of vegetable protein, essential to vegans, but also an important part of a well-balanced diet, okay? Examples of this would be soybeans, as they contain nearly 40% protein, as well as soy products, such as milk and tofu. They're also good sources of protein. Many other types of beans are also good sources of protein, such as black beans, pinto beans, kidney, and butter beans, as well as lentils as well. Are all important sources of protein. Peanuts, which aren't actually beans or nuts, contain almost 25% protein. Peanut butter is therefore a good source of vegetable protein, although it can contain a lot of fat and salt, okay? Vegetarian vegans' alternative to meat, like corn, also contains proportionately high levels of protein, okay? Next would be nuts and seeds, right? Many nuts and seeds contain protein. Nuts and seeds are also a good source of vitamins and minerals needed by our bodies, such as almonds, cashews, walnuts, pecans. You know, they're all relatively high in protein, as are sunflower, pumpkin, and flax seeds, okay? Other good sources of protein are Marmite and other yeast extract spreads. They're all high in protein content, about 25%. Protein. Whole grains can be significant sources of protein in some diets. Whole grains also contain high levels of beneficial complex carbohydrates. Protein-rich whole grains include whole wheat and wheat bran, oats, oat bran, barley, and brown rice. Certain vegetables, especially asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower, as well as avocado, are also good sources of protein. Okay? When it comes to protein, good supplements are necessary. Okay? Protein supplements are also available, such as like commonly found powdered milk known as whey, and soy-based products are also used to make protein-rich drinks, okay? Keep this in mind. Amino acids are also available in pill form, either individually or by combining two or more essential amino acids, okay? Such pills may be prescribed to patients who cannot, you know, thoroughly enjoy various health products, such as bananas and such, and they have, you know, health complaints as a result of these allergies or such, and therefore synthesize the amino acids they need from protein into pills, okay? And that's it for things on proteins. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of your day. Tune in next time for my next podcast. This has been Thoughts If It Were You, Food for Thought by Neo Gentrix.